I need to interrupt this episode for a second to share about Sarah K Photography. You guys, Sarah is the gal that did all my branding photos for the Ever Be podcast launch, and she did some couple photos of Trey and I, and oh my gosh, I can't tell you how amazing it was to work with her and how gorgeous her work is. Her expertise is Catholic wedding photography, and what I love most about her is that she always says she is Catholic first, photographer second. So if you are engaged and on the search for a wedding photographer, look no further. No, seriously, like if I could go back, I would have her do my wedding photos. She is amazing. Visit sarahkphoto.com or check her out on Instagram at @bysarahk. Hey, I'm your host, Mari Wagner, and you're listening to the Ever Be podcast, where faith meets lifestyle. I'm so excited you're here. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime follower, I know there's something here for you. Pull up a chair and listen in for insightful, real-life conversations and actionable steps on how to claim the full life God created you for. If you're a woman desiring to live a Christ-centered life in today's modern world, then this is for you. Welcome to Ever Be. We are back with another episode of Ever Be, but this one is going to be pretty special because we have the most wonderful guest, probably my favorite guest that I will ever have on the podcast.
Well, I hope so. Just kidding.
My husband, Trey. Welcome to Ever Be.
Hello, Ever Be. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sweetie. We're going to be having you here a lot.
Yes,
so this is a good episode to kick things off for us and to help our listeners like know more of who you are. I'm super excited about this episode because if you follow me on Instagram or if you go and check out my Instagram, you'll see Trey on my feed a lot. I talk about marriage and our relationship and Christ-centered relationships all the time. So he's definitely not a new face to my brand per se, but you haven't heard a lot from him to this point.
I'm more behind the scenes for sure.
Yeah, he's more behind the scenes and he just kind of makes appearances, but you haven't really heard his heart and his voice. And so I'm super excited for him to be on the podcast pretty regularly, I would say. You're going to be here quite a bit.
It'll be fun. It'll be a new experience for me, but
yeah,
I'm excited to do it with you.
Yeah, I'm excited for people to see just like what we're like together in real life, like in real time.
Yeah, I love it. All the fun and all the craziness. And I just want to say before we get started with all this that I'm so proud of you for everything you've done on Instagram and now with this podcast. This is a huge project that you've poured your heart and soul into. And I know everybody sees it on Instagram, but I'm really excited for them to see you in all your realness and all your beauty. It's going to be amazing.
Thanks, babe. Thank you.
Sorry for this journey for you.
Thank you. And it would not be possible without you. We know that for sure. And now all the listeners know that. And I want you to know that. And I want to say a huge thank you to you because, oh my gosh, you guys, pulling off this podcast has been a journey.
Podcasting is hard enough. You add video into the mix and it's a whole nother beast.
So. Like, we're like not like tech experts. Okay. Like, we like strategy and business and marketing, but like tech?
It's like, we know how to handle an iPhone, but it's a
literally like this was like not our expertise. And I could not have done this by myself. So this podcast is up and running. Literally. Thank you to Trey, because he has become my official pretty much certified tech man. He's figured out every tech issue we've had with sound and video and platforms and editing and all that kind of stuff, because we knew we wanted this to be like high quality and that made for us to learn a lot of new skills and solve a lot of tech problems. So.
Just got to figure it out as we go.
Yes.
We'll run into much more problems, I'm sure.
Yes, we will. But for now, this dream is finally coming true. And it's largely thanks to Trey.
Well, I love making your dreams come true.
Thank you. Okay, today we're going to be sharing about my favorite love story, which happens to be our love story.
We're a little bit biased, but yes, I agree.
A little bit biased, but I think it's one of the best ones the Lord has written. And I love our story so much because it is, like we talked about before we were recording, just like so God-centered and the way the Lord brought us together and worked in each of our lives to get us to where we were in our lives, to be ready to meet each other, is so beautiful. So I think let's just dive right in.
Let's do it.
Let's just start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning. Where do we meet?
Well, before we actually met, I found out you existed from a friend. So I was a freshman in college in 2017. And I had just broken up with like a high school boyfriend that I had. And it was just kind of an immature relationship. Ended. And I was just kind of like super over boys and like bad relationships. And I remember talking about it with one of my good friends. And I was like, boys are literally the worst. Like, I don't know if I'll find the one. Like, is he out there? What am I going to do? And she just kept telling me like, oh, man, I wish you could meet this guy. I wish you could meet this guy. I'm like, what guy? And she kept talking about this guy back home, which for her was Colorado. And we were going to school in Washington. And I grew up in Washington. So, like, my life was not outside of Washington.
Yeah. You're like, why are you telling me about this boy?
I was like, this is so irrelevant. Like, he's in Colorado. And then at one point, she mentioned that you were still in high school. She was like, this guy, like, yeah, like, he's a senior, you know, so. And I was like, okay, bummer. Like, this is, like, so not going to work out. Like, this is so stupid, whatever. And I just really, like, brushed it off. And a few months later, so that was, like, beginning of freshman year. And then, like, by the end of freshman year, you know, a few months later, she was like, you won't believe this, Mari. That guy I told you about in the fall is coming to our school. Like, he's going to be here next year. Like, you should totally meet him. And I remember, again, like, brushing it off, like, okay, one, that's a little bit crazy, but, like, let's talk about how he's younger again. That's not going to work. He's going to be a freshman.
He's basically still in high school.
Basically still in high school. I'm like, I'm not dating any immature boys. Like, I'm way too good for that. You know, I'm not doing that again. And she was like, whatever.
To be fair, I probably was.
Probably. But I just remember her always saying, like, he's, like, literally, like, you and a guy. And I mean, I guess the Lord was going to bring us together eventually because we did meet a few months down the road the next year, my sophomore year, your freshman year now.
So it was my freshman year. It was in the fall and I was walking into the cafeteria and I see my friend that Mari knew and I said hi to her and we like walked into the cafeteria together and she was with this other girl, Mari, and she introduced us.
Yeah, I remember walking into the cafeteria and, you know, we were walking in with you and my friend was like, hey, Mari, like, you should meet my friend Trey. And she kind of made those eyes at me. Like, if you're a girl, you know, like when you're like trying to like hint something at your friend, you kind of have like these like big bug eyes. Like, hey, Mari, like, I want you to meet this guy. And I was like, oh, gosh, this is probably the guy she's been talking about. So I was like, I know who she's talking about. I'm like, hi, like, nice to meet you. You know, like, still like not super interested, just like,
and
whatever.
And this is all like between you and your friend. I have no idea
what's going on. Oh,
this is just, this is a girl I vaguely knew from high school. And it was just like, hey.
Yeah, like she hadn't ever talked to you about me or anything like that. Like, you, this was so new to you. Yeah. And so we went and got in line to get omelets. And as soon as we like, Trey and I made our orders, the girl we were with, my friend was like, oh, I changed my mind. Like, I'm going to go get something else. And omelets take a little bit to make. And so I was kind of like, wait, like, don't leave me with this stranger. Like, what am I supposed to do? This is going to be so awkward. And we like sat in line for like 10 minutes. And I remember walking away just kind of being like, oh, like that actually wasn't as awkward as I thought. Like that was weirdly like a really easy,
easy, natural conversation. We got past the, where are you from? What's your major?
Yeah.
The normal conversations in college and had a good conversation that was really seamless and easy, honestly.
It was just easy.
That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, it was just easy. And then weirdly enough, we like split ways. Like I went to go eat breakfast with my friend. You went to go eat breakfast. And then like,
I didn't see each other.
I didn't see you for like the next few months.
Both like forgot that interaction even happened.
Yeah.
And I think it's hilarious that it was even, we'll get to how we re-met again in just a minute for the second time, but what felt like the first time, but it took a few weeks of us like knowing each other again before we realized, wait, we've already met before.
Yeah. Yeah. And it took a while for us to like recount this scenario and be like, oh my gosh, wait, that was you.
Yeah.
So we didn't see each other for a couple months. And in the meantime, I feel like the Lord was working in both of our lives, like very intentionally. And we see how the Lord played out our story. And so looking back, like it's all his perfect timing and it all made sense. But basically like in those few months, so when we met, it was probably like in the fall, like maybe like October, November or something of like that first semester. And then we didn't meet again until February, second semester. And so in those few months, I pretty much was kind of going through like my own like reversion of just like coming to know Christ for myself again, having all these questions. And
moments of prayer where I was like surrendering my life to God and just like changing the way that I was living. And there was a moment where, and I talk about this a little bit more in depth in the episode that's like my testimony. So if you want to hear the full story, go listen to that. But basically, like, I had a moment of surrender where I was like, Lord, like, I need to like serve you on campus. I just like want my life to be like glorifying you, like use me. And I started hearing about this organization called Focus and how they do Bible studies on campus. And so I came back to campus that second semester, like really excited to implement that into my school and our campus. I really wanted to like create a more vibrant Catholic community. And so I was like, I'm going to come to campus and like try and get these Bible studies up and running and like see if like maybe like the ministry office can help me like get it going. And
so before you continue, where I'm at in all this is I was, you know, had a little fallen away. I grew up Catholic, but I fell away a little bit during high school. And I really wanted to refine my faith because I knew it was true. And I knew that that's what I wanted deep down inside was a true and authentic Catholic faith. And so I was searching for that my freshman year of college. And I went to this Focus conference. It was SLS at the time. Mm-hmm. But I went to that conference like right around New Year's. And I wouldn't say like that conference specifically changed my life, but it gave me a couple tools and a little bit of motivation to then take back to campus. And similar to you, was going through this reversion. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was doing a lot of really good things in my heart and preparing me. And I got back to campus desiring more authentic Catholic community and not finding it. So thinking, hey, I just got to start this.
Yeah. So we had those similar desires. And then I think like romantically wise, like where I was at, like I was kind of on my own personal like dating fast. Like ever since I had that kind of like bad relationship, I had never really like found like great guys on campus and like had a couple of relationships like weren't great. And then sophomore year had a moment where I was like, I'm going to focus on my relationship with the Lord. So I wasn't really even like looking for guys or dating or anything like that. And you, I feel like you were kind of in a similar.
You were like two steps ahead of me.
Okay, yeah.
So I was still, you could say, involved with a high school girl trying to figure that out and navigating that. And knowing that that wasn't leading me to Christ and leading me to heaven, like I knew that I wanted separation from that. But I was still in the midst of figuring that out.
So
I was definitely not in a spot to be looking for new romantic relationships because I was still trying to sort through the one I was currently in and navigate that. Lord was doing some things in my heart.
Yeah.
For sure.
So then I got back to campus that second semester after feeling this like desire to like do something on campus to create more Catholic community. And I went into the ministry office and set up a meeting with like one of the head people there to like pitch them my idea and be like, we need to bring Focus. And if they didn't bring Focus, I was like, I want to do it like myself. Like, can you help me like find leaders or something? You know, and so we had this whole meeting with one of the leaders in the ministry office and her response after I laid everything out was like, so this guy came in here like 2 days ago with kind of like the same idea, talking about Focus, talking about Bible studies, talking about a more vibrant Catholic community on campus. His name is Trey Wagner. Like, have you met him before? Like, have you talked to him? And I was like, why does this name sound so familiar? And like, I started to like rack my brain. I'm like, why do I know this name? And then it clicked and I realized it was the same guy that my friend had talked to me about all of freshman year and that she introduced me to.
That one time in the omelet line.
Yeah. And at that point, I didn't remember that I had met him in the omelet line. Yeah. I just remembered like this was the guy
from Colorado.
Yeah. From Colorado that she like kept talking about. And so I just kind of laughed through it and I was like, LOL. Like,
dang it. Now I have to
ask
my friend to send me up with this guy.
And so I was like, yes, I know him kind of. Like, I can get connected with him. And the lady was like, okay, well, we can't bring Focus right now. But like, why don't you just do it yourself? Like, why don't you just go find this Trey guy and you guys can like come up with something and like get it going.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I texted my friend and I was like, okay, listen, like I need you to set up a coffee date, like us three, because like I don't want him to get the wrong idea. So like I want you to be there. And it's like strictly business. Okay. I just want to talk about Bible studies and like his thoughts on like, his thoughts on like what he wants to do on campus and see if we're even on the same page. Because I also hadn't really met anybody that like cared about faith as much. So I was like, this guy probably doesn't even like know what he's talking about.
So Cassie texted me, our friend, and it was like, hey, you need to Like, I have a friend who wants to do Bible studies. Like, yeah, let's get together. And so the three of us, we met up at the student center and just like had a cup of coffee one evening and just hashed out what our hopes and desires and dreams were for our own faith, our college, university, or the Catholic community on campus. And it was a conversation that just was amazing. Like, it was just nonstop back and forth, tons of passion, tons of energy.
Yeah.
It was so natural. And it was like the first time somebody that I felt like I had ever met matched me in my energy and my passion and my desire and my love for the Lord. And although I was still like new and all that, I had that new zeal, but it was matched by you. And it was like, we joke about this now, but we don't even remember our friend being there.
Yes.
We were like,
no, I know. Like, I literally remember, like, I remember it was a Monday night. I know, because I like used to watch The Bachelor with all my friends, and like I was missing The Bachelor, so it was like a big deal. And I'm like going to get coffee with this guy, and I kept telling my girlfriends, like, they're like, "Oh, you're going on a date?" I'm like, "No, guys, it's literally not a date. Like, he's not even like cute, probably." Like,
probably.
And then I kind of remember like sitting down, and like maybe our friend was there, but like I like literally like don't really even remember her being there throughout our conversation. And honestly, and she actually was for most of it.
Yeah,
and I think back and I think she did leave in the middle of it.
She probably was like, okay, I've been here an hour.
But hey,
clearly not needed here any
like
longer.
Like thinking back, so I'm like, that was probably so awkward for her. Herself. Like she probably didn't say a single word, and it was probably all Trey and I like talking and just like walked into each other. Because I do remember that conversation was like unmatched to like any other interaction I'd had with someone before about faith or like, let alone another like guy.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, like I hadn't really met a lot of people in my life who like cared that much about their faith as much as I did, or like wanted to live it out. And I never really met a guy who like was strong in his Catholic faith and like passionate about it and like wanted to do something to make it better on campus. Like I was like, what? Who is this guy? But even though it was amazing, I remember, like, I didn't even, like, have any, like, romantic thoughts during that conversation.
Zero. I had none.
Like, I wasn't even, like, and, like, I was, like, kind of boy crazy the first couple years of college. So, like, it was, like, different for me to, like, meet you and, like, not even think, like, oh, my gosh, he's super cute. I wonder when I'm going to see him again. Like, oh, my gosh, is he going to text me? Like, I didn't think anything. It was just, like, whoa. Like, I was just in awe of the man that you were and the person that Trey was. I remember walking away and just being, like, this guy is so awesome. Like, I want to be his best friend. Like, I literally want to be so close with this guy. And like,
yeah, I just want to be around you.
I just want to be around you. Yeah.
Just like, the conversation was so free and just fun.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to be around this person more.
I remember too, something else that really stood out to me about that conversation was that, like, I've always been someone that has like big dreams and big ideas and like you're saying, like passionate. And I had learned throughout my life, like, when to tone that down and, like, kind of when to let that go a little bit. And I felt like more often, like, I would feel like I needed to tone it down in front of people because people never really match that. And, like, even in, like, school projects, like, I would, like, want to do this extravagant thing. People would be like, that's too much. Like, that's too much work. Like, that's too hard, you know? And so I remember kind of, like, treading the water, like, testing the waters when I was talking to Trey and being like, okay, like I'm gonna pitch him like my first like kind of like baseline idea, you know, and
start
then
small.
Yeah, start small, see what you think, and then he'd be like, oh yeah, and let's do this, and I'd be like, oh,
whoa,
like he totally went for that, like okay, and then I'd be like, oh, and then what if like we add this, or like what if we do this, you know, and he'd be like, oh yes, that's amazing, like, and we could make this happen, and he just kept going, like he just like took the idea and like kept running with it and like added his own, and I remember just being like, this guy hasn't said no to any of my crazy ideas. Like, this is wild. Like, we're talking about a whole college campus and he and I are two people who are just like small players in this big ocean. And I'm like, how does he like, why is he not running away from me right now? Like, I sound crazy, like wanting to do all these crazy things.
And literally nothing has changed. And whatever, 6, 7, 8 years later, we're in the exact same position.
We're in the exact same position, pitching all these crazy ideas. And Trey's like, let's make it happen. So that was great. That was a great little coffee date. But we walked away.
Yeah. We're just like,
just
okay,
friends.
Great. Like,
yeah, let's do it.
Let's schedule another time to get together and see what, like, let's start these Bible studies. That's the big takeaway. So, like,
yeah.
We want to lead some Bible studies on campus. Let's get one going. Let's start with that. And so we just another day to get together to talk about Bible studies. So that's how we spent the first few weeks together. It was basically all of our conversations were centered around
Bible study.
Faith and Bible studies.
Yeah. And I remember like my friends asking me about him often because I would come back from a meeting with him and be like, wow, like this guy's so awesome. Like I would always just be like, this guy's so awesome. And they're like, you like him. You know, they'd be teasing me like, oh my gosh, you're going to hang out with Trey. Like, are you sure you don't like him? I'd be like, no, guys, he's literally a freshman. Like I would always bring that up. I'm like, no, guys, he's literally a freshman. Like you guys know, like I'm not going to date a freshman. Yeah. Like,
you know, can't stoop that low.
Would
the
always...
freshman man is low.
I don't know why I had that so ingrained in my head. But like, I think there was actually a moment when I realized that I liked you. Like, I don't think I actually realized like internally that like I was developing feelings, but we were at lunch at the cafeteria. We had a lot of big moments at the cafeteria.
Yeah. I mean, when you're a sophomore in college, that's...
You spent a lot of time there.
It's a central activity.
And so I know we were at the cafeteria. You mean two other girls who we had recruited to be like Bible study leaders with us. And you walked away to like get another plate of food. And one of my close friends was like, hey, he's like kind of cute, right? And I was like, whoa. Like I felt like a defensiveness, like a protectiveness in my heart for a second of like, whoa, like,
wait,
you can't think he's cute. Like hands off. Like if anyone's going to think he's cute, it's me. Like you're not allowed to think he's cute. And it was so weird to me that like my heart had that reaction of just like, whoa, like, why do you think like don't think he's cute, you know? And that's kind of when I started realizing like, wait, like, why do I care? Like, do I maybe like it? Like, I think I have a crush on this guy. And then you sat down, you came back and you sat down with your plate of food. And it was like, I saw you in a whole new light. And it was like sparkles. And like, you could hear like, you know, like love,
all of a sudden,
lovey dovey.
Sucky freshman.
Yeah.
College boy.
No, all of a sudden I'm like, oh,
this
wait.
This attractive man.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, wow.
So mature.
He's so attractive.
And I grew up 5 years in that
30 second
trip to get
one
food.
Minute. And that's kind of how I knew I started to like you. And I didn't say anything for a while. Like we still kept hanging out and I was kind of trying to like decipher what I was feeling. Cause at that point I knew I was starting to feel something. And like the way our relationship was heading, we're like, we were becoming really good friends.
Oh yeah.
Like we were spending a lot of time together. Yeah. And like we said, like a lot of it was centered around faith and Bible studies and like, that was like what I wanted.
For sure.
Yeah. And at that point, I think like if we back up a little bit, like those months before I had met you, when I was kind of going through my own like reversion and stuff like that, for the first time, I'd started to intentionally pray for my future husband. And so I had this list that I had made in my notes in my phone that I would pray with every night. And that kind of helped me like build like a new standard for like who I wanted that man to be so that when I did date someone else, I wasn't like letting go of standards. I was just like, he's either going to meet these or I'm not going to date him.
Yeah.
And you were like checking those boxes as we were becoming friends and hanging out. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, what's going
on? Like don't check another one.
Like, please, I'm not ready for this. And we also had a religion class together. And so we were spending time because we were also like studying for that, mm-hmm. for tests and like reading each other's papers and stuff like that. And
yeah. And I mean, it was such a gift looking back on it.
Yeah.
Our relationship was started from talking about Bible studies and how we wanted to transform the Catholic community on our campus and studying for this religion class, which was on the Gospels. And so we would just read the New Testament and the Gospels together and then just share what we felt and like what we thought about each of the passages. It's like that was our homework was to do that. So we would just do that together. And
yeah.
So
like, we were studying, but, like, studying together literally looked like doing Lectio Divina.
Yeah, we didn't know it was called that at the time.
We didn't know like, it was that.
We're, like, reading the Bible and sharing our thoughts on it.
Sometimes we need a little help learning about our faith, which is why I use the Ascension app. It's the number one Catholic Bible app that combines the full text of the Great Adventure Catholic Bible, the popular Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike Schmitz, and over 1,000 frequently asked Bible questions presented with easy-to-understand answers from Catholic teachers you know and love, like Father Mike Schmitz, Jeff Cavins, and Dr. Edward Street. This beautiful app pulls together 2,000 years of Catholic theology in an easy-to-understand way so that you can explore the Catholic Bible, the Catholic Catechism, dozens of Ascension's beloved Catholic Bible studies, and more. And new this year, the Ascension app also features video reflections on the daily Mass readings from hundreds of Catholic creators. A new video drops each day. So what are you waiting for? Download the Ascension app today at www.ascensionapp.com/Mari.
each other. And
what the Lord.
And I was like, I had never done anything like that.
Me either.
With anybody in my life prior to that. Like, I was in youth group and stuff, but like, that's in high school, that's like not anywhere near this. I didn't never had a friend that I was like pursuing Christ with.
Yeah.
And
I hadn't even done that, I feel like, with like girlfriends either.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we would like talk about faith, but like, I don't think I'd really, really, really like sat down to like dive deep into like what the Lord was saying through scripture and like what how it moved me, you know?
Yeah.
Like that was like new to me too.
That's beautiful. It was like, what an amazing way that the Lord just blessed and kickstarted our relationship.
Yeah.
And we were still just friends at that point.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I remember very vividly this one time we had in the library where we were studying for that religion test. And that was one of the moments where I was like, oh my gosh, I really like this guy. We studied for this test for 4 hours or like 4.5
hours.
Well,
we were in the library for 4 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Not sure how much time we spent studying, but we were in the library for 4 hours.
Yes.
Nonstop talking. It's like one conversation just continues.
Yes, exactly.
Which is hard for me. I don't know how we would talk that long.
I literally don't
know. I can't do that.
Not anymore, you can't. But we were studying for this test for so long. And like Trey said, you know, I don't know how hard we studied. And the fruits showed the next day of like where my head was at because, okay, I want to say this first. I was a good student in college. Okay. I got good grades. But after this test, I got a 77 and he got a 97. And we
like,
studied
the same thing, Mark. Like, we did everything together. Like, I didn't do any other studying outside of that time with you.
I don't know what happened. Like, I was in like lovey-dovey land because I didn't retain any information. And I felt horrible because I'm like, religion is my jam. Like, I know my faith. Like, why did I get such a bad grade? Clearly, my head was somewhere else.
Yeah.
But the reason why that moment or that night of studying was so, I think, like pivotal for our relationship, at least like the way I viewed it, was because that night is when I realized like Trey was the one I was going to marry. And this is really crazy what I'm about to tell you guys, because this is like before Trey and I even talked about liking each other.
Yeah.
Like we were not friends. Dating. We were literally just friends. And I had known him for like 3.5 weeks at this point. But if you remember just a few minutes ago, I was talking about that list on my phone that I had made of like all the attributes that I wanted in my future husband, like the main characteristics that I wanted him to have that I would pray with every night. So I had that on my phone. And while we're studying for this religion test, we're taking a break. And Trey had like a project for another class.
Yeah, some leadership class.
Do you want to explain what the project was?
It was basically trying to figure out what kind of like leader I am. So I was polling and asking a lot of people who knew me really well from back home, like what qualities, or what are like the key, like top 3 to 5 words that you would describe me as. And then I would like put it all together, like some sort of visual
representation. Yeah. And you had to ask like coaches and teachers, family members, like people who really knew
you. Friends, parents.
Yeah.
People who spent the most time, who knew me the deepest.
Yeah. And at this point, Trey knew I was pretty artsy. Like if you got to know that about me pretty quickly. And so he was like, can you help me with this project? Like what kind of like way should I, you know, visually put it together, like be artsy and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, okay, I just met you like 3 weeks ago. So I don't actually like really know you. So I was like, why don't you just share like what are the ways people have described you? Like what are the words other people have used to describe your character? And I remember you told me, you're like, okay, well, I compiled together like the most common words people have used, and like the top 3 ways people have described me were honest, charming, and loyal. And those are the exact top 3 characteristics that I had written in my notes in my phone. So like the number one was loves God above all things. And I already knew that given how we started our relationship and what we were doing. Like I already knew that that was a given. And then the next 3 were honest, charming, and loyal in that order, those exact words. And I feel like those are like particular words that people don't usually use. And so when you said those words to me, I felt like I saw a ghost. Like I felt like my heart stopped, like my hands went cold because I was like, this is too weird. This is too crazy. And I like remember I kind of like stepped aside, like pulled out my phone, like just needed to like double check the things I had been praying for every single day. And sure enough, on my phone, those were the top ones. And I remember like putting my phone away and kind of like turning back to him and trying to keep it so cool. But like I turned around and I looked back at him and like in my head, I knew. I was like, this is the man I'm going to marry. Like I'm looking at my husband. I'm looking at my future husband right now.
From that moment on, your brain was shut off the rest of the night.
And that's, ladies and gentlemen, that's why I got a C+ on my test.
So you go to the professor and you're like, this is why. I promise you, like, can we retake the test? I just met my husband.
It was pretty monumental. This. Like, let's forget the test grade. I just won in life.
So at this point, I'm still thinking of Mari as just this awesome person that I love being around. Like, I'm having these 4-hour conversations with that is so unlike me. Like, when I'm with her, I'm so alive. This is a person that, like, I am the person that I've always wanted to be when I'm around you. And so, like, I just felt my heart was so alive with you. Mm-hmm. However, because, like I said earlier, I was still kind of
figuring out
this relationship with this girl back home. So I still basically had shut off the possibility or the thought of anything beyond friends with Mari at this point. So any romantic feelings are just non-existent in my head right now. It's just like, I love being around this person. She's awesome. Like, we have the best time together.
Yeah. Which is hilarious. I already knew we were going to get married. Yeah. And you were like, not even remotely there.
Not even like considered like dating. Possibility of even dating this girl.
Yeah. But yet, and you like you said, you love spending time with me. And yet you would like always ask to get coffee to talk about Bible study. And that was something that I was kind of starting to catch on to and kind of overthink a little bit of like, he's like, he would wait for me after class at the door, you know, when like guys waiting for you at the door, you're like, oh, like he wants to talk to me. He wants to hang out with me. What's he going to say? And he'd be like, hey, like, I was wondering, like, do you want to go get coffee with me later? And like, we can talk about Bible study or like, you know, like plan the next Bible study.
I had this like easy kind of cop out excuse to spend time with you.
Yeah. And so I'd always be like, yeah, sure. Of course. Like, we need to plan Bible study. So
like,
let's
plan a Bible study this week. So
let's do it. And we would go on these coffee dates. And the first time we did that, we had coffee for an hour and a half. I remember it was like the Starbucks by my dorm. And we didn't talk about Bible study once.
No.
Like, Bible study did not get mentioned.
Yep.
We talked about our families.
So then we had to do it again. And so then I was like, Mari, we got to go get coffee again. We got to plan that Bible study.
And I just remember being like equally excited and confused, because at this point I'm starting to develop feelings and I'm noticing that you're wanting to spend time with me. You're asking me to get coffee. That coffee date was amazing. Like, we talked about our families. You talked about baseball, you know, what we wanted to do this summer. Just like our lives, like who we were. And I remember walking away from that Bible study and going back into my dorm, into my apartment with like my roommates. My roommates were home, and I ran into my best friend's room and like face planted on her bed and just screamed into the pillow. And I was like, I think I like him. Like, I like didn't want to like him. I don't know why. Like, I was just like afraid to like him. And just like, again, like I said, like I was on my own personal dating fest. I was like, I'm not dating. Like these boys here aren't good enough. Like this can't be it. And I remember being like, I think I like him. Like, what do I do? And they'd be like, well, does he like you back? And I'm like, I don't know. Like,
so it makes it even scarier.
Yeah, so it makes it even scarier. And at this point, like I said, like I had been a little boy crazy the first couple years of school. And like, I hadn't really experienced a lot of rejection. Like, I was like really scared. Like, for the first time, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if he likes me. Like, this is scary, because like, I'm starting to develop like real feelings, like not just like, oh wow, this guy's cute in my math class. Like, no, like this man is amazing. Like, I'm like liking him.
He's supposed to be my husband.
He's supposed to be my husband. And there was a moment where I like walked into the ministry office, honestly, probably to try and run into you. Like, I didn't have a purpose of being there. I remember like I was just going to walk in to like, quote unquote, like ask someone a question, you know, and I sort of hoped that you were going to be there so we could just run into each other and say hi. And sure enough, you were there talking to another guy, like an older leader of some sort of other small group. And so I sat down and like acted like I was just doing my homework in there, because sometimes students would go in and do that. And I remember like kind of like eavesdropping on your guys's conversation a little bit, because I wanted to like, oh, like, what are they talking about? And the older guy, I think he was like a junior or senior, he was kind of like big broing you, you know. He's like, all right, bro, like, tell me, like, are you dating anybody? Like, is there a girl? And So my ears perked up because I'm like, oh, like, I wonder if he's going to like say anything about me, you know, like,
yes,
like he's probably gonna be like, oh, I kind of like this girl in my class. Like, and then I heard you say like, ah, like, it's really complicated right now. And I was like, wait, I don't think my relationship with him is complicated right now. So this can't be me he's talking about. And I remember like my heart like shattered into a million pieces, and I grabbed my stuff and I walked out before I could talk to you. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And I called my best friend, and she was in the library, which is the building next door. And she met me outside, and I just ran and I just cried to her. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is all wrong. Like, all those fears like came true. I was like, this is all wrong. Like, I knew I shouldn't be developing feelings for this guy. Like, he doesn't like me. Like, I thought like this was supposed to be the guy. Like, I was so sure like this was the guy, like the Lord was like leading me to, and like, this can't be true. And like, I'm crying, like, he has another girl, and like, oh my gosh, like, just like so sad.
And yeah, I mean, that conversation, I was talking about this girl from back home, and it was complicated at the time, and I was just trying to navigate that, but it became very uncomplicated shortly after, because then I broke up with her. Once I had broken up with this girl, it allowed my eyes and my heart to be like, okay, wait, maybe I do see Mari as something more. Like, I do love spending time with her, and like, I am so full of life when I'm around her. I just like, I want to be next to her all the time. And so I started feeling that, but I'm also just like, dude, I've been in relationships for the past like 4 years of my life, and I am like, none of them were very holy or centered on Christ. And I am like just entering into this reversion. There's a ton of ways I need to grow in virtue and just like rebuild just my relationship with God and have that like be my focus for now. Like, that was what I wanted, was to just focus on that and not just go hop from one relationship to another, to another, to another. And just like, I just wanted time to just be with the Lord and figure out who I was and who he was calling me to be.
Yeah. And I totally get that, because like you said, I was kind of like two steps ahead of you. Like, I'd just gone through that time period, which is why when I met you, I was like, oh my gosh, wait, like, I'm still like not there, not ready yet, you know? And then after that, like, I don't know, maybe like a few days later or something, or no, not a few days later, like maybe like a week or two later, you asked me to get brunch, like after we had had all this.
Step up from coffee.
Yeah, step up from coffee. So we had all these coffee dates. My friends were like, are you sure they're not dates? And I'm like, no, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure, but I also don't think they are, because like, I'm paying for my own coffee, and like, but we are talking about our lives. Like, it feels like a date. And so they were like, okay. Like, he asked you to brunch. So like, if he pays for brunch, then it's a date. And that's how you know if like what his intentions are. Okay. Now, side note here, men, let's not do this. Okay. Like, if you want to date a girl, say the word date. Okay. Don't let her be all confused. We learned that lesson. Because I was so confused going into this date. I'm like, I hope it's a date, but I'm not really sure. And honestly, the type of personality I am, I was ready to just like be blunt and ask about like what was going on.
Yeah,
but
yeah, well, and like, to be fair, in my head, it was not a date.
Right.
Like, I wasn't asking this girl on a date. That was not my intention. I never, like, it didn't cross my mind. Like, I was not asking Mari on a date.
Yeah.
I said, hey, you want to go get brunch? We got Bible study. Like, this week, we got to plan it. Let's go get brunch and have a meal. It's better than coffee.
Yeah.
So we're at brunch and we don't talk about Bible study whatsoever. It's just a classic. We're talking about life, talking about our dreams, talking about everything that else is going on in our life and just getting to know each other. And like always, we're having an amazing time. And then the waiter brings the check. I'm intentionally letting this check sit on the table. Like, this is not a date. I'm not picking up the check.
Right.
I don't want to give the wrong message. Like, I'm just going to let this check sit here. Mari is so enthralled with our conversation that like 20 minutes go by and nobody touches the check.
Well, and I think I got in my head about like my friend saying like, if he pays it today, if he doesn't, then it's not. And so I'm like, I'm going to wait for him to say like, okay, like, do you want a Venmo request me? Or like, okay, let's split it, you know, or for him to pick up the check and just pay. And instead, like, we're just talking. Like, we're just having a great time. And so in my head, I'm like, oh, he just wants to keep talking. Like, he just wants to keep this going. And he doesn't pick up the check. And I don't pick up the check.
I'm like, just
he doesn't pick it up because he's waiting for me to offer.
I'm just waiting for somebody to be like, okay, like Trey, like, here, like, let's flip the check. Or like, just give me some sort of indication that, like, you know, the check's there. And
yeah,
we need to pay this. And like whether you ask me to, are you going to pay or do you want to split it or anything like that? But after 20 minutes go by, I'm like, okay, I just put my card in it. And then we just kept talking.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple minutes later, the waiter picks it up. We pay.
And so in my head, I'm like,
I'm not going to be a jerk. Like, I'm just not going to be cheap and just like ask her to Venmo request me. So like, all right, whatever. Like, I'll just let it slide. Like,
wish you could have, but I'm glad you didn't. Anyways, I thought like, oh, this means it's a day. Like, he picked up the check. He paid. This is officially a
date. I think I specifically asked you to get the Uber too. I was like,
yes, you did.
I was like, okay. Because I picked up the check, I was like, I need to like, you know,
make
like,
her pay something.
Like, make her pay something so it's not a date.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, like, why don't you order the Uber now?
Yeah.
I got the check, you get the Uber.
Yeah, and I did. And I was like, okay, fair enough. Like, I'll get the Uber, whatever. And then after that, like, we went back to your dorm and, like, we were going to do more studying. So then we, like, we went and picked up your backpack. Then we went back to my apartment, picked up my backpack. And then we were, like, walking to the library. And I am someone who, like, if I have, like, strong feelings about something, like, I can't really keep it in. Like, I can't really hide it. And so at this point, I'm like, I need to know what is going on because I am developing feelings and he paid for the check. I need to know if this was a date or not. And so I'm like building up the courage. I remember in my head, I literally counted to three, like counted down from three. And I was like, okay, 3, 2, 1. And then I like said the words. I'm like, I need to ask you something. And you were like, what? Like, okay. And I was like, I am wondering, like, was that a date or not? And like, I just straight up asked you.
No,
like,
it was just, was that a date?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like some cool.
No.
Like calculated thing. It was just like, was that a date?
Like, I just like
it threw me off guard so hard. I was just like, I stopped in my tracks and I was just stunned. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, in my head, I'm like, okay, that no, it wasn't a date. Can't tell her that because I don't want her to get the wrong impression that I, because I do like spending time with her. I don't want to shut the door for future dates in the future. I want to keep that door open, but it wasn't a date. So what do I say? And so yeah. I like, think for what I in my head it feels like 20 seconds. It probably was like three. I say, well, I mean, it was like, well, not exactly.
Yes, yes. You were like, not exactly. Not exactly. But
I really enjoyed spending time with you and I want to do it again, but it wasn't my intention when I asked you to go to brunch. It wasn't my intention for it to be a date.
Yes. And then I remember then I like asked more questions.
And, well, then she's just like, huh? And I'm like, okay. Like, there's a lot more that I need to fill you in on and catch you up to speed on. Because up to this point, everything with my relationship from high school back home, I had not shared with Mari. So I was like, okay. So we just like, I think we sat on like a park bench. Just like.
Yeah. Because I remember I brought up like, okay, I get if it's not, but also like, I want you to know why I think it might be and like kind of give you the background. I'm like, we're going on all these coffee dates and we say we're going to talk about Bible study, but we're not talking about Bible study. And like, we hang out all the time and like, we like spend hours on end.
Yeah, totally valid question. Absolutely. Like, it should be asked.
Yeah.
I would encourage women to ask that question. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully it's not confusing.
Yeah. Hopefully the guy is straightforward and not like me.
But then we sat on a park bench because you were like, okay, right, I like need to tell you something.
Yeah. So then I was like, I literally just broke up with a girl from back home like 2 days ago.
Right.
So that's why it wasn't a date, because I'm still trying to figure that out. I feel like I'm in this position where I've been in relationships for the past 4 or 5 years, and I just want some time to like relearn who God is and who he's calling me to be. And that's where I am. But I really like spending time with you, and like, I do want to keep hanging out.
Yeah. And I think you were like, in the future, like when I'm ready, like maybe, you know, like, you kind of wanted to leave that door open, like maybe down the road, like we can talk about, we can see where things go. You know?
I was like, I'm not ready to date right now, but I really like spending time with you.
Yeah.
And like, we'll see
where it goes. And at this point, I remember like, I already had that whole moment in the library. So like, I already know this is my future husband. And so I just, with all the confidence in the world, the Lord probably just gave me this grace. I was like, okay. Like, I get it. Like, I've actually been there before. I actually was just in that season where I was like, I need a break from relationships. I need to like focus on my relationship with the Lord and like grow in my relationship with the Lord and who he's calling me to be, all that stuff. So I was like, I get it. And like, I want you to do that. Like, you should totally do that. However, I'll be here waiting I literally was like, I'm not going to date anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I'm not interested in dating anybody. I've met all the men on campus and I'm not interested. And so I'll be waiting if you're ready, yeah. like when you're ready to date, you can ask me out on a date. Let me know. Like, I'll yeah. say yes and I'll
it
be
was,
here.
It was mind blowing the confidence of this woman to just be like, okay, well, I'm not going to date anybody else. So I'll just wait for you.
And I remember him like, being like, I don't want to stop you like, from like,
I
like
don't
we
want
just
that
met like
responsibility
a month ago
to like your heart is in my hands without me even knowing how I feel about anything yet.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just knew. So I was like, it's okay. Like you just take your time, whatever you just need. Let me know. We'll just be friends. And like that conversation like wasn't hard. Like I look back and like I could have walked away again, like crying, just being like, oh my gosh, it's not going to work. But we kept walking to the library and. Yeah.
And we like spend the next 2 hours together.
We like spend the next 2 hours talking and studying for a test. And
like, luckily, it didn't even get awkward.
No.
The days, weeks
no,
after.
It wasn't. Awesome. If anything, we started to get closer.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's what happened. Is it was like the feelings now were just unleashed. Like we had spoken this into existence that Mari liked me. So now I know that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I told her I like spending time with her and I see it happening in the future, but just not right now.
So then we kind of. Had so then after that we had a few more conversations I think like as we were growing in friendship of like okay like we're kind of liking each other like I think you kind of opened up a little bit more about like I
yeah,
like
it
you
didn't take long.
Like yeah
like, it didn't take long like my heart was won very very quick and so but I still felt like I still even though my heart has been like won by Mari and I know that I want to date her and I want to be with her it's I still felt very much like I'm not the person. I don't have the foundation that I want
to be the man
to be
for her.
The man for her. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or like so, the man like you wanted to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I was still like in this season of wanting to not date. However, my heart was screaming at me to just date this girl, to just kiss this girl. And that's actually something that we had talked about was in all of our past relationships, like we would. Kissing was very common very early on in their relationship.
Yeah. Even, like before we were like
even dating.
Yeah.
Like, before like past relationships.
Yeah.
We would kiss our significant others like before we'd even start dating. And we wanted to make a very like concrete shift in that mindset. And so we're like, yes, we both know that we like each other. We both know that Trey is kind of just still trying to work on himself right now.
Yeah.
But
we
no
need to like
how
pump
much,
the brakes.
Yeah, we need to pump the brakes. No matter how much we like each other, no matter how much we're tempted or how hard it gets, like we will not kiss each other.
Yeah,
until we're officially dating.
Yeah, because I know like we knew like until you were ready, and pretty much we were just waiting on the Lord. Like we were like we were taking this time of friendship to discernment and prayer, and so we were like we're just gonna intentionally like literally just be friends and continue to get to know each other as friends. And like pray. And we entered like a period of discernment of like a few months of like prayer. And we did talk about it. Like discernment takes active, you know, moves. And so we were like every now and then checking on each other. Like, okay, like, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How's your prayer? Like we wanted to discern this with the Lord and have the Lord show us like when the right time it was to move into like dating.
Yeah.
One of the top questions I get asked in my DMs literally every single day is how do I keep God at the center of my relationship? So I always share what Trey and I did. One of the ways that we made sure that we were keeping faith at the center of our relationship was praying a decade of the rosary every single day. We actually called it the daily dating decade, and we would text each other every single night when we did it. And we knew that offering our relationship to Jesus through Mary was a great way to grow spiritually together and keep Christ at the center of it all. And because this blessed Trey and I's relationship so much, we created the Eden Set, a couple's decade prayer set that was created to help you build a holy relationship. Pray it every day together or on your own and allow God to become the center of your relationship. I've also heard a lot of people that get the Eden Set and use it to pray for their future spouse, which is so beautiful. Hop on over to westcoastcatholic.co to get yours today.
And this was like the very first time, at least in my life, and I think in your life
too.
Yeah, it was the first time in my life I ever tried to do the Lord's will.
Yeah.
I was like, this was a concept that was new to me. I was still in like my reversion. And I was like, okay, for the first time in my life, I'm going to do the Lord's will. Like, no matter how much I want to date you, Mari, like I'm just going to do the Lord's will. And so it just didn't feel right. And so we just stayed as friends. And
yeah.
Not to say like
for other couples out there, dating is discernment in and of itself.
Yeah.
Like there's a, you can have a period of discernment before you start dating the guy, but like dating is discernment. So you don't need to discern that he's the one and your husband before you start dating him. Like dating is discernment in and of itself. Yeah. But
we just both had a particular situation where like we were intentionally like,
we staying away
from that to grow in relationship with the Lord until we like felt like he was calling us to it just because of the way our past relationships had gone. We like, we knew that this was going to be special and we knew we wanted to do this right. Yeah, and so we were like, we don't want to rush into it. We want this to be like God led and like God centered. And so we wanted him to lead the choices we were making.
Yeah. So we made that commitment to not kiss each other until we were officially dating.
Yeah.
And then we prayed for a sign.
Yeah.
Like, that was like, God, like, we don't really know how to hear you yet. Like, we're still learning how to pray. So just give us a sign, like make it clear to us that you're ready for us to start dating and to just pursue each other.
I remember we also like, we're trying to prepare ourselves to like enter into a Christ-centered relationship and we're reading this book.
Yeah, because like neither of us had Christ-centered relationships prior. This was a new experience for us. We were trying to learn about what that would look like.
Yeah. And so we read this book, Men, Women, and the Mystery of Love by Edward Tree. Highly recommend anybody who's dating or in a relationship or even married. I don't know. It's just like such a good book on literally like men and women.
It's John Paul II's Theology of the Body.
Summarized.
And Love and Responsibility. Mm-hmm. Summarized and condensed into an easier to digest
and
to understand for somebody who in college who didn't know a whole lot about my faith. Like reading JP2, you're in the deep end.
Yeah.
So this was a very good introductory level to what theology of the body is, what men and women are created for, and how we're meant to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And so we each read that book to just kind of prepare.
Yeah. And I mean, that made it really beautiful, but I feel like it almost made it the way that much harder too, because like at this point, we're like talking to another, like a person of the opposite sex who's like wanting to learn about chastity. And like I remember Trey one time, like as we were discussing this book, like he like took a moment to be like, hey, like, by the way, like, I should tell you, like, I'd really like to wait till marriage. Like, I don't know where you're at with that, but like, I really want to make that commitment. And he was like, kind of like nervous, like, tell me. And I remember I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I had made that commitment in my life and I had almost never encountered another man who would say, who'd be the one to lead that and who had made that commitment for himself. Like all the boyfriends I'd had were like, okay, like if you want to wait, that's fine. Sure. But like, if you change your mind, let me know. You know, it was always like, I'll do it because you're going to do it. But like, if you change your mind, like we don't have to wait, you know? And so to have you be the one to lead that and be like, by the way, like I want to wait till marriage. So like, if you're not okay with that, this isn't going to work. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is going to work. Like, don't worry. Like, I think I just like liked you 10 times more because you said that, and yet we weren't even kissing and like we were still waiting for a sign. And
it was definitely a funny period. It was like we were emotionally we were pretty much dating. So
we got to that point for sure, and I remember our friends even being like, why aren't you dating? Or like, why haven't you kissed? And we were just like, we're waiting for the Lord.
What
does that mean?
We're like, we don't know. We're waiting.
So we were just like waiting for God to like show us.
Yeah.
And like you prayed pretty specifically about it.
Yeah. There was this one night, it was late, and I was walking Mari home to her dorm room. And it was late. And so then
it was like 2 a.m. or something.
Drop her off. Yeah. This is us. This is us not dating at the time. But I drop her off. Don't kiss her because we're not kissing. And then on my walk back home to my dorm room, there is a Marian Grotto on our campus. And so I'm just like, my heart is so like already like in love with Mari pretty much that I was like, hey, Lord, like I want to date her. Like, why can't I date her right now? Like, this is all that I want.
Yeah.
And so, it was 2 a.m. I stop at the Marian Grotto and I'm just like sitting there with Mary and Jesus, just pouring my heart out to God and just asking for a sign or like, tell me something about when I'll be ready or like, what is your will? Like, Lord, I surrender this to you. No matter how bad I want this, I surrender this to you. I want to do your will in all this. And I mean, it sounds crazy. And I thought it was crazy myself because I've never had any experience like this, but I just felt in the depths of my heart that the Lord say, like, there'll be a shooting star when you're ready. And I'm just like, I brushed that off. Like, this is insane. Like, this is stupid, dumb. I'm like, done. I stand up, walk, leave the grotto. I'm like, I gotta get to bed. It's late. Like, it is late. I gotta go to sleep. But I like can't shake this from my mind.
Like, you felt that. I'm just like, stay in your heart.
It did. And I was like, so irritated, because I'm like, this is so dumb. Like, this is a shooting star. Are you kidding me? Like, this is so cheesy. This is from a movie. So I walk back, I get to my room, and I'm like, something in me, no matter how badly I was trying to reject that thought that was stirred in my heart, I couldn't. And so I just started journaling, and I just journaled like my entire prayer and what I felt like the Lord said to me at that time. And I don't share this with Mari. This is just like, cause also I'm like a little bit embarrassed. I don't think I've ever shared this with anybody outside of my mom, maybe.
So this is going to the world. This is actually a detail I've never shared on Instagram either. This detail has not been shared publicly yet about our dating story. So this is a very exclusive.
Yes.
Exclusive look that our Everbe listeners are getting.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't share this with Mari. Mm-hmm. And this is just something that's in my heart. But every night, like, we're hanging out all the time. And a lot of times we're hanging out in the evening. And so then I'd have to walk Mari back to her door every night. And every night I'm like walking, just like with my eyes up in the sky, like
trying to find a shooting star
for the next, like, whatever, a few weeks, month. And then finally there's this one night and we're walking across this parking lot to drop Mari off at her.
Yeah, so this was after Easter break. We had both gone home for a couple days. And I think that was like the first time we'd like been apart since we like started hanging out. And so we were like texting. And I remember we were just like, oh my gosh, like, Lord, like, yeah, I can't wait to see you. Like, gosh, when are you going to start dating? You know?
Yeah.
And we just finished reading that book. And we were like, okay, like, we feel pretty prepared. Like, Lord, when is the time? And we were hanging out that first day back from break. Again, pretty late. And Trey's like, okay, like, let me walk you back to your apartment. Like, it's late. We should go to bed. And he's walking me back. We're crossing this parking lot on the way to my apartment. And you guys, again, this is going to sound like unreal, but I stopped us in our tracks because I saw this huge, huge,
gigantic
light in the sky that like crossed the sky. Like, maybe it was actually like a comet or something like that. Like, to be,
I don't know the astrological terms.
Yeah, I don't know. But to be completely honest, you guys, like, for a second, I thought it was a UFO. Like, for a second, I was like, oh my gosh, aliens are real.
That's how big, how slow it was moving.
Because, and here's the other part.
Like, I've seen shooting stars. Yes. Like, all the time. Like, it wasn't.
And you've probably seen shooting stars.
It wasn't like a new thing.
Yeah.
For me to see a shooting star. But, like, as you know, shooting stars, they're quick. Small. Fast and like
and
in a
thin.
Blink of an eye,
like you miss
it. They're thin. They're just like, yeah, quick.
Like if you're not looking in that moment, you miss it.
Yeah.
And
or if you like catch it out of the corner of your eye, yeah, by the time you look, it's already gone.
Yeah. And I was seeing this like really, really bright star like cross
like
the sky.
Orange.
Like a white and orange tail was coming off of it. And a little bit of backstory here. In my life, I had never seen a shooting star. I was like 20 years old at that point, and I'd never seen a shooting star. And it had always been like my life's dream to see a shooting star, like my life's dream. And I actually went back and looked at home videos like a few months after that. I was just at home with my family. We were looking at home videos. And there's home videos of me when I was 5 that my parents captured of me like pretending that I was seeing shooting stars. Like I was dressed as a princess and I was like praying on shooting stars and seeing like, oh my gosh, look, shooting stars, like in the living room, like just pretending. Like for some reason, like my heart just like loved, like I love stars and like I'd never seen one. I just like always wanted to see one. Yeah. Like I thought they were so magical.
Anyway, so we're walking together. We both see this.
Yeah, I like call Trey. I'm like, Trey, like look. Like,
and it says, Mari starts just jumping up and down.
Oh my God. Did you see it? I'm like freaking out, like so excited. Like my live stream just got completed. Like I just like I'm ecstatic. I just saw a shooting star. I'm like jumping up and down.
And I'm just ghost. Like
frozen.
Completely frozen. I felt my feet just become cement to the pavement.
And he wasn't, he wasn't moving.
I feel the color from my face like drain.
Yes. And I'm like jumping everywhere and I look at him and he's just like staring at me. And his face looked white.
Like I was in disbelief. I just was like, was that real? Like, did you see that? I'm like, did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see
that? He was like, did you see? I'm like, I'm, this is why I'm freaking out, Trey. Like, did you see that? He goes, yes. And I'm like,
I'm thinking I'm making this up at this point. Cause I'm like, oh, I just want to date Mari. I just saw a shooting star.
A huge shooting star. Yeah. And I'm like, Trey, like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to see a shooting star. Like, this is my dream. Like, I've never seen a shooting star before. Can you believe it?
I couldn't believe that she'd never seen one before because I've seen so many.
And that it was like such a big deal to me.
Yeah, and I was just like, I just couldn't believe that you've never seen one before. But then I was just like, okay, Mari.
I have to tell you something.
And so then I recount to her that night that I walked her home, I don't know, a month prior.
Yeah, like a month prior.
And how I stopped at the grotto, had that prayer experience, how I tried shaking it off, but it wouldn't leave me. And how I've been looking in the sky every night since, looking for a shooting star. And now...
And you never finally saw one.
Yeah.
Until this moment with me together.
So then, like a romantic movie, you just embraced and started kissing.
And we had our first kiss. And, well, Trey, before we kissed, Trey was like, so Mari, like, will you be my girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
He had to ask officially. He asked the official question. And obviously I said yes. And then we kissed. Yeah. And it was like magical. And he walked me back to the apartment the rest of the way. And I remember walking back and like feeling like I was like gliding, like floating, like all the way back, like feet were not on the ground. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we said goodbye at the door,
you kissed me goodnight
and you said
I also said, like, I felt this, like this weight and this almost holy fear. Where it was like not scared of like the immediate future. I wasn't scared of Mari or anything, but like I was scared because I knew the gravity of what just happened.
Like I knew that this was like so much bigger than ourselves.
Yeah, that this was so much bigger than ourselves. And this relationship was going to be something amazing and special. And I was just like, whoa. And so it was not like a fear, but it was just like a fear of the gravity of the situation.
Yeah.
Like, almost like, yeah, just a fear of what
God's plan.
Like, this is real. Like, this is real. This is not like
this is not a drill.
Yeah, no, this is like the most real thing I've ever had.
Yes. And I remember you said that to me. Like, you kissed me goodnight and you said, like, I'm scared. And I was like, me too.
Yeah.
And we just said goodnight and you walked back. And I went up again to my apartment and ran into my best friend's room. Again, this is 2 a.m. in the morning or 1 a.m. in the morning. My very two best friends shared a room in the apartment we were living in, and I didn't care that they were sleeping. They actually did have a big exam the next day, and I knew that, but I was like, this cannot wait. And I went in there, and I like pulled on their blankets, and I jumped up and down, and I was like, you guys, like, we're dating. Like, it's official. Like,
and they're like, you've been dating for like a month.
Literally, to them, it was like, congratulations, like. Could this not have waited till the morning? Like, we already knew this was going to happen. But I told him about the shooting star, and my best friend was so groggy. She was like, okay, this is like, this is so great, Mari. Okay.
Yeah. And then I just went back on my way back to my dorm room, stopped at the grotto, and just poured out my heart and praise and thanksgiving. And
thanked God.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And then we started our dating era. We dated for like a year and a half, and those years were still literally like some of the best memories of my life.
Yeah.
It was just so much fun.
So much fun.
Like, I just remember we were like such like childlike, like little kids, like just like so spontaneous and excited. Like, our life was still so like full together. Like, I don't know. We didn't really get out of that honeymoon phase for like a long
time. I don't know if we ever did when we were dating.
I don't think we ever did when we were dating. And it was beautiful because we were still involved in these Bible studies, like faith, like. Mm-hmm. Like, it started our relationship. It still kept going as like the center of our relationship. And we did a few things to continue to try and cultivate that and to keep that at the center of our relationship.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Like, that wasn't something we had done before. And so we were both like excited and passionate and like committed to like making this an important part of our relationship. So we did the Marian consecration together, the 33 days to Morning
that,
Glory.
That summer we were apart. So to encourage growth in our spiritual lives and to like connect. And on a deep level, we did the 33 Days of Morning Glory and consecrated ourselves to Virgin Mary.
Yeah. And then we kind of kept up like scripture stuff, this time a little bit more intentionally, I think. Like, I think in the years following, like not necessarily that spring when we started dating, but like afterwards, like we would meet up and do like Lexio or like go to adoration together or prayer rosary after mass or something like that. And started kind of getting to know each other's friends and just having a great time. Yeah. Like it was just
so fun.
It was so much fun. And even though I had already known in my heart the whole time that we were going to get married, I think it was only like, I don't know, like between month 4 and 6, maybe like 4 and 5 that we both kind of were like, we could really see a future with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At that point, like we both knew very, very early on, like this was the real thing.
This was like the one.
Yeah.
And we kind of talked about that, trying to be as prudent as possible. Like, oh, like, what do you want for your future? Where do you want to live? How many kids do you want? What do you want your marriage to look like? Stuff like that. And we dated for 1.5 years, like I said, before we got engaged. And that'll have to be a whole nother episode, actually, like where we dive into all the details of how we discerned that God was calling us to get engaged and how our engagement happened.
That's a whole nother story.
We'll have Trey come back on again to dive into that. Yeah. So we'll leave you on that cliffhanger. But all in all, that's the scoop on our dating journey.
Story.
That's our love story. And I feel like we haven't told all the details like this in a really long time.
It's fun playing it back.
It is.
It's fun like reliving all those memories with you.
It is.
You said, before we were dating and those dating years were some of the best years of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. It just made me fall more in love with you.
Me too.
I love you. Thank you for coming on, sweetie,
yes.
And sharing
Absolutely.
All this.
I'm so happy to be here.
This was so fun.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing our love story.
Yeah. Yes. And I hope it was inspiring too. Like sometimes I look at what the Lord has called us to do and to like share our life and like create all this content. And sometimes it's like, wow, like I can't believe we're letting so many people in on our life. But at the same time, like I know that the Lord uses our story to touch other people's hearts. So I hope that, you know, if you're in a period of discerning or dating or, you know, wanting to make Christ the center of your relationship and maybe it's not yet, like I hope this gave you some practical ways to be able to do that and some hope and inspiration of how to do that. And if you're like looking for the one, I hope this gave you hope that like there are Catholic men out there and
or Catholic girls out
there. Yeah, or Catholic women, and to like keep your standards and make that list and pray for your future spouse every single night, you guys. Like that's my biggest piece of advice is like work on your relationship with the Lord, pray, build your own prayer life, but like in that prayer routine, like every day, like pray for your future spouse. And the Lord will bring it.
The boys need it.
The boys need the prayer.
But also, like, I think it's just a huge testament to a Christ-centered relationship. Like I never witnessed or like experienced that. Like none of my friends had anything like that.
Yeah.
And so I never knew how to navigate that. And so I'm really happy that you're able to share this story with your audience, because it is, it's very few and far between like these God-centered relationships. And,
and we need more of them.
And we need more of them. And above all, like they are the best.
They're
like,
literally
honestly,
the best.
They are the best.
So we'll leave you with that. Next time, we're going to have to dive into our engagement or something like that at some point down the road, because that's another good story.
Okay.
Okay. But at this point, we've probably been recording for like at least an hour or more. So
you're probably tired of hearing our story.
Yeah. If you've stayed this long, congrats. Thank you for holding out this long, but we got to go. So we'll catch you next week. Bye. Okay. If you are either single, dating, or engaged, listen up. There's a big misconception that marriage prep only takes place in the few months leading up to your engagement, when the reality is, if you're not married, you're preparing for marriage. Which is why I love recommending the Made Beloved resource to people who are seeking to prepare to be a good and holy wife and want to learn more about how to prepare well for marriage. Made Beloved is a marriage preparation program for those who are desiring a holy, happy marriage. But you don't have to be engaged to take the program. It's both an intellectual and practical formation program led by Laura Jean and expert guests that she brings on. Join other Catholics in community to learn about topics like theology of the body, as well as hear practical advice on natural family planning, finances, and more. To learn more, visit thebelovedcollective.com/madebeloved. Thank you so much for listening in. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and on social media, and give me a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. That helps me and the show out so much. Also, make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram @everbepodcast. And if you want more content like this and you don't already follow me, you can also follow me on Instagram @mari.c.wagner. And may his praise ever be on our lips. God bless.